I guess maybe the reason was because of all the hard work that he required of us. There were the practices and the weightlifting and the drills and the camps. Although the practices did allow me the opportunity to discover why they put the ear holes in the helmets. You see, it's so if you miss a block, you can always hear Coach Morrow laying into you. Anyway, he didn't have us do all these things to make us suffer. He did it so on Friday night we could go out and be prepared for anything the other team could throw at us. Or I also think back to college when I remember all the papers I had to write and all the late nights I had to stay up and study for tests. And as a young economics major, I remember talking to some of the other students that were almost completed with the degree program, and they were telling me about this 40 to 50 page paper that they were working on, and I remember really thinking, I don't know that I can actually do that. I mean, at the time, I never tried it, and, you know, didn't even think about it. But looking back, it really wasn't a big deal. The test and the papers, it was all just worth the effort. If we just seek God in the darkest hours of our life, we will be surprised that we will see Him all around us. And suddenly, the severity of our problems will seem so small. If God is with us, who can be against us? But sometimes life just doesn't seem fair, does it? There appears to be three levels for determining whether our hardship is deserved or undeserved. Level one is simply, I deserved it. You know, these are the things that happen to us because of our own poor decisions or just dumb choices. Otherwise referred to as bad things happen to people who make bad decisions. Level two is, I didn't deserve it, but it's a part of life. You know, we didn't do anything wrong, but our suffering is just a result of the broken world that we live in. This is referred to as bad things happen to good people. While our suffering is undeserved, we do understand it. Level three, I was doing something good, and this is the thanks I get. We realize that this is the hardest to understand. This is when bad things happen to good people when they are doing good things. Maybe you have been caring for a parent for many years, and this has been a thankless and exhausting job, and one day just to maybe save your sanity and to get better care for your parent during a frail period in their lives, you opt for a nursing home. However, your siblings, who have never offered any assistance, accuse you of being selfish and heartless. You ever notice that those who often don't have the courage to respond have the nerve to complain? Situations like these are situations that we got involved in only because we're good people. And someone of lesser character would have remained on the sidelines. You are willing to sacrifice your time, your energy, and your emotion. In light of what you were willing to give when others were not, you should have received a reward. Instead, you gain nothing but undeserved grief. But we need to remember that we didn't engage in this noble act for a reward. We simply did it because it was the right thing to do. That's the perspective we must maintain when we suffer for doing good. God will honor those who do what is right. In fact, you can thank God that He has wired you in such a way that you cannot stand idly by in the face of injustice or wrongdoing. If God created you to take a stand for a cause of right, you can be assured that He will rescue you from the accompanying fallout. This leads me to a question that I've often heard. Where is God in all this? About 4 or 5 years ago, I was just out of college, and it was on a Sunday afternoon, and I decided that it was about this time of year, and I decided I wanted to go play golf. So I grabbed my clubs, I went out to the golf course, and I was by myself, and I just started playing. I got to about the third hole.